You are now listening to King of the Court podcast.
King of the Court podcast, season 4, episode number, what we got, Stevie?
Episode 1.
We're working with episode 1. Hello, guys.
What's up?
Wayne is back.
Woo!
Snorlax in the building.
It's a special episode. We had to bring Wayne out for the camera so you can see what niggas look like.
No, it's just a little light hiatus.
We have to thank you, Wayne, because this all started
in the basement.
In the Bronx.
On the casting couch.
95 degrees.
It came a long way now.
It's good times. We got proper lighting now.
We got good lighting. Shout out to the good brother Rashid behind the camera. We got Jules in the house. Heartbreak Julio's in the house.
We here.
We in there giving y'all a little look inside the crib. All right, you Knicks niggas. Y'all got the floor.
Speaking of episode number one, who's the number one team in the East?
That'll be the Knicks.
You heard?
That's what the bullshit we leading on.
How'd that happen?
2-0.
Evan Fournier.
The French phenom? You upgraded your French.
That's a fact.
You upgraded your French. Say thank you.
That's a fact. Yo, Evan Fournier is a legend, man.
You always got to keep one good French.
RJ's French a little bit too, so.
French Canadian, though. You can't just call everybody French. That's not the same. He's more like Drake, you know, like a dark skinned
Drake.
That doesn't count.
But, yo, listen, man. We 2-0. We look good, man. Randall's playing with a vengeance. Kimba's doing his thing. Mitch is back, getting like 45 rebounds a game. He had Jason Tatum in hell.
Yeah, even when the shot wasn't falling.
Fuck up, boy. Jesus.
That's what y'all saw.
Yes. Third quarter took over, started scoring buckets, waited for his. Let the game come to him.
And the third.
He let the game come to him.
Dunks. We're not even going to talk about Obi.
Obi?
Oh, Obi. I'll let y'all go for Obi.
He's a sixth man of the year candidate. The lineup with him playing center, with him and Jules, they fucking.
I am so glad this is on camera now. So
what are you talking about? You not watching it? You not seeing Obi tearing up? Son, the niggas on the back of the newspaper every day, bro.
He got the Orlando Magic crowd going crazy.
They chanting his name in Orlando.
On dunks that don't count.
Sound like some Knicks shit, right, Wayne?
Yeah, bro.
Just because you lost that in Caruso. Don't mean that you gotta, you know, just
don't
hate on
we're
us.
Not, we're not there
listen,
yet.
Listen,
we're not covering
just
that.
Like,
listen,
but
talk
you
about
gotta shouldn't even talk about 0-2 teams. If you're gonna keep
We'll save them for the end. But you noticed how the team didn't really change that much besides a few moving parts with Fournier coming in,
we got upgraded.
Reggie leaving, Frank leaving. We brought in a couple of faces. We got Kemba in.
Listen, you upgrade Reggie for Fournier. You upgrade Payton for Kimba. There's no way you could lose.
So, but the core is still there, and that familiarity, you see it. We're in mid-season form to the point where we could let Kemba make mistakes like he did in the Celtic game.
Yeah, he almost threw the game away.
But we can survive it now because we got a team.
So, season 4, we're going to be featuring a lot of guests, and since the Knicks are starting out 2-0 and it's historic, I'm going to call a good brother Sharif. The good brother Sharif. I'm gonna let y'all have the floor. Good man.
Oh, he's here already.
No, Sharif ain't here. Reef. He's here? I can't hear him.
Nah, that's Dre.
Brother Sharif. Oh, we got another Nick fan in the house.
Yeah,
the maniac
just,
is here.
They just swarm.
Shout out to the good brother Dre's in the building.
Came the Bane jacket.
Definitely came with the good Bane jacket. All right, we can't reach Sharif, but we'll try again later on in the episode. So go ahead, man. Talk y'all Nick shit because. We ain't doing this all season.
Why not?
Because once December comes and you guys are the Knicks, that won't be much to talk about.
We have an easy beginning of the schedule. We have 53 wins to go.
I told you, 55. That's another money. Double nickel.
Y'all think y'all getting 55
wins? Absolutely. Double nickel.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's what's going on, baby?
Chilling, man.
You on King of the Court podcast?
I'm on King of the Court. It's lit.
It's lit. You on King of the Court podcast. So we leading with your Knicks. There. You guys are 2-0. I can't say shit. I'm 0-2 right now. So, you know, I'm letting everybody get their Knicks shit off until December.
Nah. We're going to have that forever.
You know, Tito's happy.
Or the way we could have it till June. You know what I mean? So.
Till when?
He said till June. Til June.
You know what I mean? So, we'll see. But,
this niggas is out of control.
Nah, like, I'm just messing with Sean. But,
thank you. You're a realistic Knicks fan.
Yeah, like.
Realistic is 55 wins.
And both the wins don't look great because Boston just got cracked by Toronto. And then, you know, it's Orlando. But it's a lot of disrespect. Vegas put the over-under for us 41, 141 last year, and all they did was add. I seen so many Knicks fans on Twitter worry about Reggie Bullock and Elfrid Payton. I'm like, those guys are bums, man. So far, so good, so we'll see.
So last week...
55 wins!
There it goes, it's right there. Do you believe that shit, 55 wins?
55 wins is a little much for me, because that suggests that...
Thank God.
We're going to go...
Thank you.
The whole division.
Thank you.
And that suggests that, remember, we have 3 games against the other teams, too.
Exactly.
So I don't know how the schedule's shaking out, but either we got to play Chicago 3 times.
Chicago sucks.
Indiana 3 times. Atlanta 3 times. So, I mean, I think at the ceiling is like 49 wins is good. That probably puts us like...
49?
Yeah,
look at the range.
Giving y'all like 47, 46.
45, 46.
No, 55, double nickel.
Y'all is not getting no 55 wins.
We couldn't even blow the game if we wanted to against Boston. We couldn't, and we tried every which way, and we couldn't. It was impossible.
Y'all know y'all barely won, right?
One of the greatest games from Jaylen Brown, a career game.
Okay.
And then we gave up the game with players who don't know our system. Mm-hmm. We kept the game alive, and even when we couldn't make any shots, we held their best score to very poor field goal percentage. So yes, in the first game of the season, with the crowd running so much nerves through us, that crowd was not for us. When you're playing with that heat, with that much heat in the garden, it's a negative against the home team, and you forget that. So, yes, absolutely. Those were good wins, in my opinion.
Solid wins. I won't take the wins away from you, but...
All I'm saying is 3-4 years ago, we lose that game, so...
That's a fact.
Absolutely.
That's a fact.
So, like, you know, with Tibbs, you know, even though there was some boneheaded plays at the end, but, you know, they won, and then Orlando is just... They're rebuilding, and they played them again tomorrow or something like that, so...
Sharif, I appreciate your honesty and you being a realistic Knicks fan.
I need y'all to play solid teams.
I mean, for whatever they're trying to do at the end of this, they're probably like a year and a half away, maybe, like with another star. But it's a good team. It's a team that's going to compete every night, and it's fun for now until the Knicks fans start wanting more. So I'm just seeing where it goes. You know what I mean? Is that Wayne over there?
That's Wayne. We got Wayne back. It's a special episode. We got everybody in the house.
What's good, bro?
We reunited.
I'm chilling, big dog.
Great Goose Poppy, what's going on? Shout your Instagram out. Shout out the plates.
Yo, follow me, Great Goose Poppy, for any, you know, cooking and catering inquiries, or come see me at my food truck that I'm partnering with in Astoria on 31st and Ditmars, man. We're making, like, halal soul food. You know what I mean? So,
Sharif Allah.
Oh, no, that sound popping. I might need that.
The food truck is out now?
That's good territory.
Yeah. I'm partnering with my man's. It's his food truck, but I'm doing the menu. I'm doing, like, the food ideas. So, you know, I'm partnered in, but it's his truck. So, we're just throwing different things at people, or having people try different food or whatever. So,
I might need that.
That's what's up, bro.
Homie said he got the halal soul food.
That's what I'm talking about.
We're going to have to hit that up.
Not the chicken over rice with the cornbread. I need that.
Big facts. You heard?
Shout out Money. Shout out, I'm gonna hit you back, baby. Good looking. Tell Ma I said what up.
Fried chicken with the white sauce. Pause.
Appreciate you, brother.
Fried chicken with the white sauce.
That's good, brother. Sharif.
That sounds great.
That just sounds good.
That's what I...
And you mix the yams with the white sauce? It's crazy.
I don't want no white sauce. You're bugging.
I know it's white, but here come the hot sauce.
Here we go. Let's jump right into this. Early season tension between the Lakers. Is the pressure of winning the title getting to the team so soon?
No. You just got a bunch of goons on the team. That's it, bro. You got Russell Crittenden. You got fucking Rondo. Fucking hot spitter. He's spitting on people. Didn't Rondo spit on Chris Paul?
You got to relax.
Yeah. So he's the hot spitter. You, man, relax. Son, it's just rubbing off on LeBron. The nigga told nigga, shut up. You was home a year ago. Don't talk shit. Be humble.
It's true.
Then you got Rondo pointing guns in the fans' face, finger guns. That shit was crazy. That's some shit I would do. That nigga had this shit right in his face. Like, nigga, the fan smacked his hand, though. He smacked my hand and knocked the fan out.
LeBron got to look tough in front of Melo, too.
So this guy's boy on the bench.
Now you got Melo over there.
I'm going to tell you what this team is.
The God bodies out there.
This team is when you play with all your boys from the neighborhood. And some of these people do not belong on the team.
Oh, like a PAL when they would come from out of town and then we would just beat them up.
Yeah, you know, and that's what that is. Somebody's got to go. I like the team, though. I really don't want nobody to go. But
listen,
this is giving me Cleveland.
Listen,
first half Cleveland
they
2018
need to get JR off the golf course.
Yeah, man.
And bring it to just solidify it, and then I'm rooting for them.
We got
all
baby
the way.
JR. We got Malik Monk.
When y'all sent Wade back to.
He ain't tough like JR.
I know.
It's y'all okay, sending though. Dwight back to Atlanta?
No. Keep Dwight.
You need Dwight. Nah, first of all, AD was playing like a bitch that night, though.
I'm going to be honest with you. I like to see that early on in the season because that means niggas going to win.
A lot of times.
To me, that's how I interpret it.
With new teams and new teammates, you usually have to I usually believe there got to be some tension in the beginning of the season.
It has to be.
Just air it out. Make it a big deal. Get it over with. Get it out the way. And then you get closer with a lot
of them play together.
But Dwight and AD never did.
Yes, they did. They won a title together.
Oh, yeah, they did.
They did.
Yeah.
Russell and Melo played together before.
That was only like a year ago.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Fucking Melo and LeBron are best friends, basically. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like they all familiar with each other. It's just that they never played with each other, really.
I think I need to stagger.
The only people that never really played together was what? Rondo and Westbrook, right?
Yeah, that was like East Coast, West Coast beef together.
Shout out to the good barber Sean. Everybody in here looking good, except for me. I am doing my shit.
I needed a.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I had to bring scissors if he wants to cut my hair.
I got the shears, Stevie.
Stevie, you got to put the scissors.
I just don't have the. I don't have
the comb. You got to comb
it.
Yeah,
with the comb.
The only thing I don't have is the Puerto Rican aftershave. I got you though. Give me like 2 weeks.
The brute.
I'm glad I brought a hat today.
You glad you brought the hat today? You're good, man. You got the good cut. You got the good hair.
Malcolm Brogdon got paid, too.
Yeah, everybody's getting paid. Why are we talking about getting paid? What's up with DeAndre Ayton? Why the Phoenix Suns not giving him that
broke
max?
Owners.
Listen.
Okay, Stevie, get in your bag.
You see, they leaked this shit about Robert Sarver harassing bitches and being racist.
So that's why they can't pay
Ayton
him?
Leaked
no, they did that on purpose because he said, oh, you ain't want to pay me? Got you. Blackmail.
You think Chris Paul didn't have those manuscripts in there? Chris Paul, the VP of the President's
Association. That was nice.
The Players Association. He had the money. He saw the article. He put that out. You know they leaked it because he wasn't trying to keep
that
team together.
So Wayne over here seems to think that DeAndre Ayton don't deserve that money.
He don't, man. It's not that he don't deserve the money. It's just that where are you going to get the money from? Who has cap space for you next year? As a center, you're not a top five center in the NBA, so why am I paying you top five center in the NBA money?
Well, who's five centers better than him?
Gobert.
Paid.
True. You got Joel.
Paid.
You got Jokic.
Paid.
You got
who's left?
Towns.
Who's left? They all got paid. Who's left?
I'm your homie right here from the Indiana. Both of the Indiana centers is better than him. Both of the Indiana
Sabonis
centers.
Sabonis and Turner?
They got paid already. Turner didn't get paid. Yes, Sabonis got so. It's my turn. Why I can't get paid?
Bro, what 170? You fund 170 for what you do is not. It doesn't make any sense, bro. It doesn't make any sense. And your development really didn't come until Chris Paul came.
Miles Turner is not a third best center on a finals team.
He's not a
third best player. Excuse me.
And a lot of times, Ayton early on in the series
he's
was like the third best player
than,
in the series.
He's a better defender than Ayton.
No, he's not. He's a better shot blocker. DeAndre Ayton don't fucking rebound or lock people up. He just gets blocks. He's like a Hassan Whiteside.
If you lower Sabonis' usage, you're going to see he's not going to put up the same numbers or effect on the team as Ayton, in my opinion.
Y'all believe that?
because he's a high usage player. Okay, he's the biggest role player. He has the biggest role on that team. That's why his numbers are so high.
So last year, the man averaged
like 14 and
14. Oh, here goes the number manipulator. Here we go. You guys get to see it live on camera.
He averaged 14, 11, and shot 60% from the field, bro.
And that's $175 million?
With the defense that he plays, yes.
That's $175 million.
And the ability to guard the perimeter.
With 1.5 blocks? And he went to the finals? You got to pay that man. You talking about him like he Theo Ratliff.
I'm not talking about him like he Theo Ratliff, but you talking about him like you can't find somebody that does 14 and 14.
Nah, you can't.
Dwight Howard came off the bench last year and did 10 and 10.
Cat's not giving you 14.
Cat who?
Cat?
Yeah.
Carl Anthony Towns?
Yeah, Carl Anthony Towns.
With Chris Paul?
The third best player? I don't think so.
This is what I'm trying to tell y'all.
I don't think he's giving you 14 or 14.
Nah, Carl.
Maybe not 14 rebounds. I'll take 11. Knows,
that's what I meant. I meant that 14. I meant 14 rebounds.
But Pat can stretch the floor. DeAndre Ayton can't stretch the floor.
He can't stretch it out to the three.
Yeah.
Stretch out free throw line.
First of all, Cat averages 12 rebounds for his career.
So basically, y'all telling me I need to pay for potential.
Yeah. That's the whole point of the NBA.
He's the number one pick. He's your dirt. What, 3 years? 4 years in the NBA? But then you give the money to... Who they give the money to? Damn it. Bridges.
Yeah.
They gave Bridges the money.
Hey, Bridges first.
And then they gave... who was their backup point? Who'd they give the money to?
Campaign.
Campaign.
They paid everybody but Aiton.
They paid everybody but Aiton.
Campaign got a little check, and they paid Chris Paul. Bridges got 90 mil, which is... It's about the right amount for a wing that could defend, shoot, put the ball on the floor.
They gave Shamet like 40 million.
They gave him 4 years, right?
Forty million.
He just got there.
They're just giving 40 million away to a backup point guard.
He's a backup two.
And he can shoot. He can spread the floor. My thing is,
Tell me you're gonna prioritize Landry Shamet before you DeAndre Ayton?
It's not prioritization.
Yeah, that Landry Shamet contract is crazy. He sucks.
$10 million a year for Landry Shamet is crazy.
As a journeyman, you're
gonna prioritize a new person before DeAndre Ayton?
He stinks.
He's overrated everywhere he goes. They think he's gonna be a moving part.
Has he even scored 20 points in his career yet in a game? He sucks. Landry Shamet is garbage.
You gonna go that far now after you told me about the Clippers having Landry Shamet last year?
And what that happened?
Every time
Brooklyn,
every time.
Oh, now
he's garbage.
Oh, now you've seen. All it took was about three postseasons for you to see.
He's garbage.
Come off the screens, man. He's solid.
The fuck out of here. He's
9-2. He's giving you.
Patty Mills looked great on opening night.
Bro,
he ain't even missed a three yet.
Y'all telling me.
We gotta talk about Steph looking great. Steph Curry, god damn.
He's looking like the chef again.
I can't.
Again, I don't think he's dropped off since last season.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying, back to back years.
It's hands down. He's the greatest shooter of all time.
Yeah, that's absolutely a fact. That's a fact.
On any level.
Off the ball and on the ball.
It doesn't matter. We opened the show with Jacob saying that like two episodes ago.
The best shooter of all time in history. I don't want to. There's not even a debate. We can't even argue that. If someone says something different, I'm not listening to them.
Stevie, in the meantime, can you pull up? Well, you want me to pull up that list? Because we got to redo that list. The one we did the other week, last week, wasn't the official list.
What list?
The 75 anniversary.
Man, I'm still mad at Dominique Wilkins, though. So just let's get this out the way.
So while you're looking for
If he was left off the top 50. You can't just come back into the list.
Why are you looking? Why are you looking?
But
for
it wasn't numbered.
Why
so
are you looking for the
I
list?
It.
Let me ask you a question with the top 75. You think they should have did it where you got to reset it, and then everybody has to fight to get their chance in the top 75?
Once you're in the top 50, you can't get kicked off the top.
Yeah, they kicked off players.
Why you should be able to get kicked off?
They kicked off people.
You should.
Who?
Go to I did see it.
Go to the official list.
Top 50.
You was good.
Nah, they didn't kick off.
You was good for your generation, and then somebody else better came up.
Listen.
You should be able to leave.
You just add to that.
You have to break it down to generation.
You have to just add to that. That's
it. You can't do it all time because it's just different. Because it's just like saying, like...
There's no ranking.
Of course, if you have Bob Cousy and versus Kyrie, and his in that era and in this era, Kyrie's better than him.
Yeah.
But that's not fair to Bob Cousy, because that's like saying like a fucking 1950 Mustang is gonna be better than a 2021. You can't. It's not. Hey. There's more features. There's more different things. It's different. Like the game evolved. You can't compare the two, bro.
There are certain cars that will be classics forever.
And it's still not fucking. I'm not getting in the car with no AC, when the roll up windows, when I can just put in the pop, punch a button, my shit go up, my shit AC. Come on. I'm not doing that. Fuck that classic shit. That's why even with the classics, niggas put radios in there. You can't, like, come on,
you
bro.
You can't, though. You can't fault them for excelling against their competition of what's available right there, though.
But I just said it has to be broken down to the top 50 of that era, top 50 of this era, top 25 of that era. You can't just do top 75 of all time.
No, you got to.
If James Harden is fucking better than Clyde Drexler, I'm not taking nothing away from Clyde Drexler, who's the man in his era. Like, uh-huh. It's not taking nothing away from fucking... who else was there? Gail Goodridge or fucking George Iceman Gervin? Who was that absolute nigga? Dr. J, fucking Carmelo's better than Dr. J. So, look at it like
listen,
that.
A right. lot of players left off that list is busting Bill Sharman's ass any day of the week.
Who the fuck is Bill Sharman?
So, that's
Boston
the next
Celtics
thing
player.
So then that's the next
from
thing
the
50s, I'm
played
now.
With Bill Russell.
So if
won
you're doing
many championships,
if you're doing a top 50, you say, all right, the 50 that's already in and solidified. Now
yeah,
we're doing
they
the next 25. Then that means the people in the generation before that didn't make the list shouldn't be able to make the list now.
Listen, I'm saying like this: if I made the top
like
50,
Dominique.
If I make the top 50,
stop picking on Dominic.
If I make
Logan.
The top 50,
no, you can't just
you
sneak in
the
list.
The list and take me off list. After I beat the first niggas, I'm be mad.
All right, I'm saying you in. You made the top 50. You in. But
he's getting his ass bust any day of the week.
But I'm saying he probably was that nigga back then.
He won championships
he
with
the
Celtics.
He could have made the 50. Stevie. Man.
He won championships with the Celtics. Who is that? Look at this man. Look at this man. He's getting his ass bust twice on Sundays.
Don't do that to these Hall of Famers and legends.
I'm not. I'm
he was born in 1926.
I'm gonna give you the perfect analogy. When I replay in PAL 217, I was that nigga. Now, if you go back to 217 PAL now, niggas will smoke me. That's just it. It's just it. It's
obviously,
it's just like that.
Me,
no,
but you don't
want to
be honored.
Different. These young niggas is doing Euro steps. It wasn't even Euro step alive.
You don't
want to
be honored though.
Is that, my thing is that if you wasn't
a fucking step back, I didn't know what a step back was back when I was playing ball. That's some new shit.
If you wasn't nice enough to make the top 50 back then you shouldn't be able to make the top 75 now.
Bill Sharman
no.
shot was one of the first.
No,
yeah, because
to shoot
it's
over
an
40%.
Extension. So say if you was 51, then you could make the top 75.
But it's another
no,
75
no,
motherfuckers
no,
that's better
no,
than you.
No,
right
no, no, no. No, 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 no,
nah,
no, no. Here's the thing.
Come on, bro. Y'all disrespecting Dwight.
Here's the thing.
Clay.
Boozy made the list. That's why he ain't make it.
Who? You think he should be
on
the list?
AD should not be
on that list.
AD should be top 520.
AD should not be on that list.
No
Damian
way.
Lillard should not be on that list.
That nigga can't even play 10 games straight. How the
come
fuck
on,
is he man. On the list?
I'm going to argue James Harden, too.
Nah, he absolutely got to be on that list.
Bro, what?
That nigga might be.
What has he done?
Score a bunch of points, hand out a bunch of assists.
Scoring titles, NBA.
It's not about winning, bro.
MVP.
It's about the nigga's nice, bro.
That's like saying AI shouldn't be on that list.
Sure, that's AI, bro. Come on now. It's cultural icon, bro. You
that's like,
that.
Yo.
Yeah, culture don't count, though, to a degree.
When you're on
the court.
What if George Gervin tried to guard that fucking James Harden's 55 steps step back?
George like, Gervin, long pause.
Nigga, that step back I had, that old nigga broke his ankles first move. He never
that's
seen
the
it before.
Man.
He never seen it. Dwight Howard's gonna take that finger roll, put that shit in the fucking nosebleeds. Come
but
on,
but Dwight
bro.
Howard's killing almost all these senses. But why do we keep voting for Bill Walton's one season?
I'm telling you why.
Why do we keep voting for
I'm
Bill
telling
Walton's
you why.
One season?
I'm gonna tell you bro. What's the thing. It's not about Dwight Howard's resume. It's his fucking his what did they the shit that they say around him, his reputation. He's a goofball and motherfuckers don't like him because he's a dick, and that's what's fucking him up. He has the absolute resume. He was the best man on the finals team. He fucking defensive player, all of that shit. He's the man. He took Superman from Shaq.
There's only one Superman. Stop it.
Who?
Shaq
ain't no fucking Superman.
Listen, man, I'm against that snub with the white. Even if you don't
son,
like
that
him.
Nigga has the best back, no homo, in the NBA history. You ever seen his fucking shoulders, nigga?
You out there looking at his shoulders?
You can't miss it. That shit is brolic.
He like men with big shoulders.
Oh, okay.
Nigga, you like him.
Why I like him?
Because his shoulders. Y'all got the same shoulder work.
Because I work out?
Yeah. And nigga, you got the fucking the picture of him in the back. Yo, let me tell you something. Dominique Wilkins will actually smoke Elgin Baylor.
Let's get to it. Stevie's mad because Dominique Wilkins is on the list, and Nick Niggers is off the list.
Oh, you don't think Dominique should be on the list?
No, I think the original list, but we were talking about last week, had him all ranked, son, and he was in the top 50.
Son, that nigga was dunking on niggas with gold 50. Chains and Jerry curls. Yeah. How can he not?
No,
make
he was the
list?
Biggest snub of the 50th list. I think he's the biggest snub.
So we were looking at something, and it wasn't the official list yet, but it had them like ranked. And Stevie was mad because Dominique was 47 instead
you
of 51.
You can't sneak back into the
instead
movie
of 51
without changing your stats. You can't just like come back and just.
So
be
he was mad that Dominique wasn't 51 and that he actually
so
went.
So Dominique
up in
never
ranking.
Made the 50?
No, he didn't make. You didn't know that? The biggest snub of the 50th list. He's
you didn't
know
that? These lists,
today we got T Mac. Now we have T Mac because I think T Mac and Vince Carter.
List.
No, both what? Of those. Both
Vince
him
Carter.
And Vince.
Nah, T Mac. T Mac had a run. He didn't have a career. These niggas, you can't compare that run. Nigga, if that's the case, we gotta get.
Career.
No, it's not. His career is cut short. Like Grant Hill, them niggas not supposed to make
the
list, bro.
On the list.
If that's the case, we gonna put Lynn on the fucking list.
No, we ain't put Lynn on no list.
Every. You go
if
back
that's
in
the
80s, how long was a career?
You gotta
80s,
put
90s right, players.
Not Lin. Then you
years.
Gotta put Yao Ming on the list.
Could.
He had a run, but that run's not long. You gotta have a run. Tracy McGrady was great for four seasons. Then the injuries took him out. Same thing
four
with
four seasons?
Hill. Yeah.
You wildin'.
He had two Orlando, two in Houston, that's it.
You wildin'.
If we being real, them Toronto years, the Spurs, the Knicks, all them other years, wash his legacy.
Tracy McGrady, one of my favorite players, but I'll never forgive you for sitting out that game. I went to go to the Garden to watch you play against
then,
the Hawks.
Then you got fucking
I was very upset about
Vince
that.
Carter, he should be up there. I believe he had his yeah. He had a greater
20
great
years,
career.
21 years or 20, yeah. 21 years.
It didn't get cut short like other people.
No ring though.
He was solid. He was
the ring don't mean shit. AI ain't got a ring neither. He
up
there.
He ain't have an AI season.
What?
He ain't have an AI season.
Come on, stop comparing these guys to AI. Come on now.
You can't compare Vince Carter to Allen Iverson. You're bugging. You getting caught up in the do-rags and the braids.
That's a big fact.
Vince Carter was that nigga, man.
Vince Carter?
Vince Carter was the
gracefully.
First nigga who was 100% athleticism but was skilled to match.
And he adjusted his game when he lost his athleticism, and that was one of the
highlights
Jason of
Kidd
his
make
career.
List?
Yes, he did.
He
rightfully
should.
So.
He should. Him, Steve.
Damian Lillard should not have made that.
I don't know how the hell Damian Lillard.
Sean, take that jersey.
I wore this jersey for other reasons. This is planting.
I don't know why.
What?
The
he's not going to LA. He's going to Knicks.
This is coming later. He's going to end up on the Clippers.
And then y'all going to
lose. He said he ain't leaving.
Who's y'all? I ain't no Clipper fan.
He said he ain't leaving.
The Lakers
bro.
Going to lose.
He said he ain't leaving, man.
Listen, man. Yeah. Fun guy. Yo, y'all download the Fun Guy album?
Is he going to rhyme Fun Guy with Fun Guy?
Nigga said, I'm a Fun Guy with Fun Guy.
That's ridiculous.
They got that athletes for
while we were talking about champions, how disrespectful it. Me and Wayne was talking about this early on. The Chicago Sky. Candace Parker comes back home to Chicago. In her first year, the Chicago Sky wins a championship. They have
nobody
a parade.
Cares.
Yeah, clearly. clearly.
Clearly. Nobody cares.
Because nobody came out there. That's
clearly.
Hella disrespectful.
You don't really want that many people.
Well, Chance the Rapper,
like, it's not safe.
Chance the Rapper came out.
Chance the Rapper came out.
Bro, that's
bro. Who
was
outside?
Empty, bro.
The clip that they showed
empty.
With nobody out there, with a few of those people looked like they were just waiting for the buses to pass.
I would have.
They had a sold out arena. They showed the clip on Twitter.
They had a sold out arena.
They
okay.
Out
okay.
Chicago.
Thank God. Thank God.
I would have went
God.
Out there.
Chicago's one of those cities that it don't matter who's in there.
Nah, I'm looking at this
song
like,
but shout out, Candace Parker did her thing. She you did had her thing. Shout out to them.
The hometown kid came back and got y'all something. I ain't never had nothing.
Listen,
like the last
bro, they
years,
could. You
bro.
Really think people's coming to the parade? They could barely put the people in the seats to watch the game. Ain't nobody taking the day off of work to watch a WNBA parade.
Why not? That was a hell of a fucking series.
My man, you are She's not balling. Wasting your comp time to go to the WNBA parade. Nobody.
You don't
got a daughter.
You don't got to do it on your
no,
comp time.
You
do
go,
it on
I'm
your
not taking
lunch
comp
break.
Time for that. You go.
You
if
got
the,
your daughter.
The I mean, Knicks win, I'm going AWOL. I'm not even taking comp time.
Well,
I'm just going.
A parade's a little different than watching a game. It had one of the highest ratings. Doesn't mean that it's local ratings.
Going
it
AWOL.
Could be national ratings. You know, you have it was a nationally televised game. True. So that increase in ratings was nationally. It was
Nobody
a lot of people giving support.
Nobody is taking a day off of work, wasting their
it's,
vacation time.
It's cold,
time
too. It's pretty
to
cold.
To go watch the WNBA parade. They might catch the replay on ESPN or the parade. They're not doing that.
It's
no
day.
Disrespect to the ladies.
Also, nobody was working. Everybody just, you know, people getting back to work. Nobody got PTO time. Either they
that's
burnt it all.
Ain't nobody. It's different. It's not like if the Chicago Bulls won, people would take off. It's just they just don't have the same interest.
To me.
Why?
Kids I don't know why. Men are stupid. They don't want
to. Why does it gotta be men?
What gotta be men? This is women's basketball. The women need to show up for them.
Women.
It's still basketball, though. Basketball is a men's thing.
Listen. I'm gonna turn this. I'm gonna sound a little sexist, right? Mm-hmm. Everyone knows women don't like other women like that, bro.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
That's all I gotta say about that.
That's a fact. It's a fact.
I was just very disappointed in the turnout.
What do you think was going to turn? No, honestly.
More than what we saw on that clip.
First of all, why did they bring the fucking door? Because she punched it. A Taurasi. She broke the door, then they brought it like as a display. Like, ha ha, you got mad to punch the door.
That's dope. I didn't even know that. That's fire.
See, you ain't paying attention. I'm paying attention. Y'all think I don't like the WNBA.
No, you're paying attention to the bullshit.
No, I love WNBA. I love them. They're beautiful, hardworking ladies.
Don't do that now because we're on camera.
They very skilled. What you mean? I'll tell you something. They very skilled, but they ain't dunking. And I don't got no time.
What? Brittany Griner dunk on you?
Brittany Griner jump on pieces of paper, bro.
No.
Come on, bro. No,
she catching in-game dunks like nothing.
She ain't yamming it on nobody.
She'll yam it on you and knock you out.
Stop it. Stop it. She like 125 wet.
Nah, she pause. See, you can't say
how you
that.
Pause, how you pausing a woman?
But you can't describe a female as wet. That's sexist.
It is.
That's derogatory.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right.
But yes, Brittany Griner is an awesome player, and she catches in-game dunks. Entertaining to watch her play. Bro. Shout out to Dawn Staley for getting that bag.
Shout out to Dawn Staley. Well deserved. Will the Nets eventually trade Kyrie?
No, nobody wants him.
Why don't they want him?
Because he's a fucking lunatic.
How so?
He's contagious.
He's chief psycho from the fucking crazy tribe.
Because there's always something. There's always something.
That's a fact.
If you where does he go? Where do you trade him to? Unless it's the Kings.
He's an all-time dick. He fucked up his $196 million bag. The Nets took that shit off the table. I don't give a fuck what kind of shot it is. Yeah, I'm taking a fucking shot for 196 mil. Any kind of shot.
Shit, you said any kind of shot?
Any kind. I'm taking a 9mm shot. Anything.
Hey, man. I don't.
Fuck a vaccine. I'm getting. Nigga, you crazy?
But
I'm
he made not. Money already.
I'm going to let them experiment.
So, you know what I've been telling y'all for years is that you got to remember, it's not like he's almost at the point now where he's been like wealthy longer than he's been broke.
Listen, $196 million is $196 million.
Don't matter,
Jay. Compared to anyone, and the nigga he's barely 30, or he's not even 30 yet. He still has his whole life ahead of him.
Yeah, but he's been a millionaire since he's been like 19.
Doesn't matter. That money runs out. Yeah, he got his whole life ahead of him. That's the thing. That's why these NBA players go broke.
That's a fact.
Nigga, you retire at 35, nigga, you got another almost 50 years of living. You need that $196 million. Don't tell me he might have $100 million now, but that shit gonna run out, especially you live a certain way.
That's what I was saying a few episodes ago. There's no, like, after NBA training. Like, every one of these guys to come to NBA should have an opportunity to find another job within the league or somewhere within basketball.
Wow, and there should be some players.
They are. There'll be some jobs, roles, satellites, G Leagues, administration.
Shout out to Gerald Green.
Front office
Gerald
roles.
Gerald Green retired.
Yeah, Gerald Green's
retired.
And
he got a job at the Rockets as a player development coach.
Yeah, but some of them end up like Delonte West.
Shout out to him.
Why can't they run an area of the stadium? Can't they run an area of their other jobs that have to do around the league?
Could, there's
a
lot of jobs.
So then, okay, so
there should be more of a training program.
So Stevie, what do we do about players like Delonte West?
Where's Mark Cuban at now?
Yeah.
Where's he at now? You was bigging him up. Where he at now? He ain't helping him now because he don't get no press for it. He's done. Exactly.
But he needs help.
That's
now?
Why you don't trust
him.
He's
Cuban. Doing good.
No, he got arrested. He's back on that dope. He got arrested again.
It wasn't dope. It was a beer and an open.
Yeah, the beer, and he already did the dope, and he was chasing it with the fucking
game
beer.
With that.
Ain't nobody gonna be drinking beers and knocking on that precinct window.
He was drinking beer, and what was he drinking? Beer and
ain't nobody that drunk of Bud Lights knocking on the fucking precinct window, fucking with the cops. That's dope. And he was using the fucking the beers to wash the dope down.
That was smart. Maybe he got arrested so they could take him back in because he knew he had a problem.
Where the fuck is Mark Cuban at though?
He's coming. Mark
Cuban's
coming.
Nah, he ain't coming. The season started. He don't need this press no
more. His team is in shambles.
Porzingis sucks.
His team is in shambles.
Everyone
right
say it with me. Porzingis sucks.
That man played for the Cavs and the Celtics.
The Knicks West is doing bad.
Your boy is over there. That's why.
Neely.
All French, of our boys.
The French is
all the Knicks are
French,
doing.
French funking it up over there, man. Yeah.
This is what it looks like when the Knicks
keep him away from my Luka.
Won the draft.
Keep him away from my Luka, man.
You need to keep Porzingis away from Luka. That's I told you. They invested $168 million for his number two, and he ain't it. He's fucking up. They fucking up Luka right now. Luka's supposed to be a legit running mate. With that max slot.
Keep it 100 stack. Luka still leave where? The nigga just got there.
He just got the 200
million. He didn't even get his, he didn't even get the money for the 200 million yet.
Segway.
Oh, wow.
There you go, Sean. Oh, yeah. Luka's leaving to the Lakers.
No.
He's going to the Clippers.
No.
Disrespectful ass.
Segway. Ben Simmons.
Oh, yeah. Talk about him.
No one would ever do that trade. Now he's copping the mental health.
You seen that bullshit,
he's
right?
He's copping the mental health?
Copping?
You damn right. You can't just...
Stevie, you can't play with mental health.
That's why.
Because that's the era we live in.
Yeah, he knew that. He knew that.
That's the era we fucking
live in. Love me again, guys.
There's two things that I told you, right? The mental health, I didn't see that coming. That was brilliant, my Rich and them. That was good job. Clutch, we always win, right? The back, I told you. I said, listen,
I told you the back wasn't going to work.
You can't prove that.
I told you the back wasn't going to work. No, we was going to do x-rays. We was going to do massages. We going to do acupuncture therapy. Nigga, it don't care. Whatever you say is wrong with you, we going to make sure that shit wrong. But that mental health shit, oh my God.
So as you can see by the passion in this one here, this is a Philadelphia 76ers fan.
Because we had the ring two times. Two times, bro.
And you blew it.
Two times. He blew it.
No, he didn't blow it.
Bro.
He didn't blow it.
It just never went Kawhi right Leonard. After that Kawhi Leonard shot.
Bro, he left Kawhi!
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did. He ran up on him, beat him up. Then Joel saw him like, yo, bro, you're not even holding it down. Joel had to pick him up. Because Joel been picking up his slack for like the last five fucking years with one leg and no back. And bro, I hate that nigga so much. I hate him so much. It's not even.
You're not gonna support your brother. You're not gonna support your brother.
You seen that, right? That was the biggest cap ever.
That's why he wants to leave.
That was the biggest cap.
That is our brother.
Because the fans like you drove him out of town.
Biggest cap,
bro. We held him down.
No, you didn't.
Yo, bro, go back. If y'all could rewind and go back to the beginning podcast where everybody was telling me, "Oh, Ben Simmons can't shoot," and I'm like, "Nah, nah, nah. Don't worry about it. He got it. I held him down. I can't hold him down no more, man.
What about Danny Green?
Yo, listen, man. I'm focusing on our future. Shout out to Tyrese Maxey. I see what you're doing, young guy.
Why didn't you play him in the postseason?
Hey, that's a Doc Rivers problem, but he getting burned right now.
Is Doc Rivers a Philadelphia 76ers problem?
It's too early, Nick. It's too early.
Philadelphia has a lot of problems. Like I told you.
Maury said he's waiting until he let this go the whole day.
He said 4 years. It's going to be a long 4 years. It's the longest lie I ever heard.
He said, I'll let it go 4 years till we get our guy back.
It's a big
lie. Then as soon as that happened, he said, mental health. He said, my head don't feel good. I'm not right, guys.
Listen, it comes
to a point. When it's mental health, you all of a sudden start talking.
It comes to a point where the team's got to put their foot down. You can't at least put these.
Can't do it now.
These players can't just keep finessing the max and then saying, I want out next season.
But I told you that was coming anyway.
And guess what? And look what's coming now. Kyrie is stuck. Ben Simmons is stuck.
Kyrie's not stuck because they're paying him.
No, they're not paying him. He's only getting paid for road games. And they're not. They told him that 196 is off the table. The extension is done. James Harden did not sign his extension yet. No. You know why?
No, that has nothing to do with it.
Okay.
He can get more money if he finishes his season out. Why would I sign that extension now? Why?
Yeah.
They're going to
lose badly this year, and they're going to leave. The KD and Harden cannot do it themselves.
Well, we'll see. They were supposed to. Everybody was
Marcus
so confident.
Marcus Aldridge needs a new heart.
He played well last night. You bugging.
He needs a new heart.
He played solid.
Let's talk about, before we come back to that,
Blake has been having a lot of trouble.
I want to discuss something,
right?
He
needs new knees.
Yeah, just, but.
He used all his knee, his knee reserves for those dunks.
You see this right here?
The Marisad Marwan
bass? You see this right here? Huh? I'm killing this nigga.
Who?
You're getting smoked.
Nigga, I don't even fucking switch the shit around. Fuck fantasy.
I don't know how they let me draft this team.
I don't live fantasy.
Right?
I live real life.
Now, nigga. y'all wanted to play this shit, and this is what always happens every year, even though this is only the first week. I draft a hell of a team. I start kicking
first
ass.
First of all, I was driving.
Nobody
during the
wants
draft.
To play, right? Tell us about my fantasy team. I got Steph Curry, Bogdan Bogdanovic, Brandon Ingram, Porzingis, Yusuf Nurkic, Chris Paul, Jalen Green, LaMarcus Aldridge, Miles Bridges, No, Mikal Bridges, excuse me. Anthony Davis, Donovan Mitchell, Jaylen Brown, Dwight Howard. How did y'all let that happen? And I had the 6th pick in the draft. Shit. How? How did y'all let that happen? Oh, shit.
It don't matter. I got Giannis.
How did y'all let that happen?
I got Giannis.
So, what do you guys want to cover now?
I don't even know what my team looks like.
Steve, your team is trash.
Oh, my team's great.
I want to cover Chris Paul, the first player in NBA history, 20,000 points and 10,000 assists. Shout out to Chris Paul, Young State Farm.
Shout that out. The only thing I don't like about that was that nasty-ass Wilson basketball.
What? Oh, that they gave him?
Yeah, it's all Wilson basketballs now.
I'm old school. I have the last basketball, the official ball from David J. Stern.
Signature. You don't like the synthetic, the old, the one they had to replace in the middle of the season?
What else? What
the composite ball now. Get that shit out of here.
That fucking USA ball.
Get that nasty-ass basketball out of here.
Man, that Wilson ball's classic. Everybody had a Wilson ball growing up, man. That was what you had in the streets. Honestly, no. What you needed to do was have it gray and worn out. That's where real Wilson basketball.
Let's talk about
TF-1000.
Let's talk about what else.
Shooters, no.
We might as well just talk about the Knicks again.
No.
Why
we're
not?
Done. Man. We're done with that.
Why not?
We're done. We call Sharif in for the Knicks.
But what, about?
No, why are we let's talk about Tyler Hero. Oh, my God.
We don't talk about him. He sucks.
He looking like 6 man of the year.
RJ better.
What? Over one game?
Yo, listen.
We're
like,
ready to proclaim him?
On Instagram, they all the kids say, YB better, YB better.
What does that mean?
Young boy better.
Young boy better than who?
That's what they put everything. Anything. And anybody posts, they just put everybody. Young boy under everything. That's what they just troll. So every time people talk about Tyler Hero, they say RJ better. RJ better. Like, so say if DJ Academics posts a Drake thing. No. They'll post under YB better, YB better.
So they put RJ better?
I put RJ better under every Tyler Hero post. RJ better. RJ better. Fuck out of here, man.
What's
I mean, Hero has 30.
He has
30 and 10.
That's what I just said. Apologize.
He's had 30 and 10, but look at the score.
Apologize. This is an overtime. 10,
look at the score.
It's overtime.
RJ's 2-0.
He's 12 for 27, though. God.
What do you mean, though?
27 shots, that's a lot of 30 shots. Points.
That's under 50%. That's about 44% shooting from the field. 3 for 12 from 3-point line.
Yeah.
3-point line. It's high usage right now.
27 shot. If you got to take 27 to get 30, you stay. Oh, there go big booty Kyle.
The OVO gear.
Young chip drill.
Don't do that, please.
What?
I like Kyle. Shout out to Jacob. Jacob said Kyle Lowry is one of his favorite players. You He's too young to know about Kyle Lowry, too.
Kyle Lowry and Dwight Howard on the same team?
No.
Dwight hands won't be on to himself.
That nigga gonna be wilding in the locker room. Blicky with the stiffy eye.
That niggas is ridiculous, man. What else we got to cover?
Oh, yo, Rick Carlisle looked like 50 Cent.
Well, who's your MVP prediction for this season?
MVP?
Sean? Yeah. Let's go through that.
I'm sticking with Anthony Davis.
For MVP?
Mm-hmm. After the first two games you watch?
After the first game I watched?
He falls down like a toddler.
He fell down 9 times the first game,
Let's make a bet he don't play over 50 games.
I'll take that bet. In what league is Anthony Davis?
All right.
62 games he plays this season.
You're bugging, man.
Can't win MVP with 62 games.
Wayne, who you got?
Carmelo Anthony won a scoring title with 65.
The MVP is different.
No.
Pull up an MVP that played less than 62 games.
I'm going Joel Embiid or Giannis again.
Son, the way Giannis is shooting, he fixed his form, pulling up. Uh-huh.
Can't go wrong with Giannis. But I'm being different.
Giannis is shooting. He's shooting now.
I tell you what, though.
He backing niggas I'll
go jump right into defensive player of the year. If once Russell gets it going together, LeBron going to win it.
I'm telling you this right now. LeBron's definitely not winning defensive player of the year.
Okay.
You're bugging.
He takes too many plays off.
Starting the narrative.
I think Ayton takes it this year.
Nope.
Starting it.
I'm going to tell you.
Ayton? Mm-hmm.
My MVP is going to be Kevin Durant. He's going to win it this year. The boy's playing amazing. Even though the Nets sucked, he's playing amazing.
I can give you that.
Defensive player of the year.
What happened?
It might be Bam.
Bam?
Bam?
Bam Adebayo.
With 30 seconds left, you got that ball stripped from him from Sabonis. I know it's offense. But I don't know if he's as tough as people think he is.
You know this dude is Dominican. He got his eyebrows done and everything.
Big facts.
I got Steph as MVP.
What's your beef with men who do their eyebrows?
Curry's taking MVP.
I can say that.
What's that, three-time MVP?
No, I'm just asking. Why you don't like men who do their
eyebrows?
I never
tight.
Said I don't like it. I just said I know he's Dominican.
Oh, and Julius is getting MVP vote this
year. And guess what? He is.
I can see that.
Durante.
I could see that. I could definitely see Steph Curry see? MVP. Defensive player of the year.
Look at them. Them joints is crispy, you heard? Mm-hmm. He look like a reggaeton star.
If it's a center, I'll probably go Rudy. If it's a wing player.
Are you talking about for what? Defensive player of the year?
Yeah.
If it's a center, because, hey, you never know, a wing player could get it. If it's a center.
LeBron James is going
to win. If it's a center, I'll
Rick
go
Carlisle
Rudy.
Look like Caillou
But if
Pops.
It's a wing player, I'm going on Matisse Thybulle. We got the best defender. We got the best wing player.
I like mixing it up and not just
ben
making
Simmons
it a center
could have been
award.
Defensive player of the year.
He should have been it.
Oh, that's good. Macklemore for three, you heard?
It's crazy.
They're still down.
He got paid, too.
Big bag. Nice little 90 Mackle. Mil.
Duncan Robinson.
Anybody that can shoot like that, you get paid in the NBA.
Well, you know, centers are the new, they're like NBA running backs, like I said.
You shouldn't talk football right now, Stevie.
Well, no, listen, I can because that's all I got right now is to talk football during a basketball podcast. I can't talk it during a football Sunday or a Monday because our Giants are just horrible.
Fucking garbage.
But it's one of those positions where they just feel we can get anybody to replace.
The bonus look like an owl.
just keep it 100. Unless your center is an elite center, elite offensive center, all you need somebody to do is set screens, rebound, block shots.
That's not true.
You need someone that.
That's not true. Every team that's won a championship, they had a good center.
And you need versatility with center now.
The last person they wanted had Brook Lopez. Brook Lopez.
What did Brook Lopez do?
Brook Lopez again.
Set screen, rebound.
No, that's not true.
Block shots.
And shoot
and
three
space
and
the floor.
Score.
Yeah, that's
and
a lot. That's a lot.
Brook Lopez was the third best player on the team.
And he not getting paid.
He was fourth.
You're bugging.
Who was third?
Like Giannis, Drew, and Chris Middleton. They do their job. They did their job.
But Brook Lopez was vital to them.
He was. They all did their job.
What team won before that?
And at that moment, you can even say Bobby Portis.
The Lakers, and you could AD was running the center.
AD you had the white. Two games.
I wouldn't be surprised if Drew gets the award, though.
The Lakers won that championship because they were bigger than everyone.
Well, that's what I told you guys in the beginning of the season.
It's not hurt for the whole season, though. That's what I'm saying. You know, Drew.
And then who won before the Lakers?
The Raptors
won. They didn't have
centers. If they did have centers, then what did these centers do? Set screens.
Who were the centers?
Ibaka and Gasol.
Oh no, they had good centers. You bugging out?
I'm telling you, they do.
Marcus Gasol does not just do. They ran the offense through Marcus Gasol.
He changed the team when he came.
Look at the duties of a center in the NBA.
That's not true.
The primary duties: set screens.
That's not true.
Roll to the basket.
That's not true.
Get rebounds.
That's not true.
Block shots.
That's not true.
If you don't do more than that, you do not deserve $170 million.
Wayne, the most two important positions on the basketball team is point guard and center.
Not in this NBA.
Yes, it is.
No, not in this NBA.
Okay.
It's wings.
Name
it's
the
wings.
Last.
It's the wings.
It's not the wings.
It's the point guard and the wing.
It's the point guard and the wings. The only team that didn't win a championship without a dominant big man like that was Golden State Warriors.
You're bugging.
What other team?
You're being mad traditional because all the best players in the league are wing players.
And all the best wing players don't win championships.
Kevin Durant and LeBron got a few.
That's it.
Kawhi.
That's it.
That's eight.
And Kawhi
That's
played.
Eight. That's
Kawhi
eight.
Played with Marc Gasol.
That's eight.
Marc Gasol was
and
not dominant.
He wasn't dominant.
In your last 10, 11 years, that's eight championships.
He was a good center.
Oh, excuse me. Giannis.
Giannis, not a center.
That's nine.
Giannis is a big man, though. He was running
bro,
center.
Bro, he's a three.
Center. Come on.
He's
Giannis,
talking
about?
Giannis is a three, a four, whatever you want to say.
That nigga 6'11", 270
bro,
pounds.
Nine out of your last 11, 12 championships came from the best players being wing players.
The Warriors won with the 6'5".
You tell me. He's saying that centers are not. They're 9 points. They're in point. They're just
I never said they're not.
All your finals. All your finals.
Hold
on. Y'all niggas is not watching basketball.
I never said they're not important.
All your finals. All your finals
bro.
MVPs are wing
I'm not talking about the finals. I didn't say centers are your best. I said they're important. They need to. You need
they
to add
important.
Quality big man to win
absolutely.
In any era
but
of the
you
NBA.
Don't need a dominant
That's
big
a
man.
Fact. I didn't say dominant. I said you need a solid, good big man.
Sit quality.
You quality that's not dominant. If you have a dominant, you have a better chance of winning with a dominant center on your team.
That's
it.
A fact.
The Lakers won because they were bigger than everyone.
Well, that's I said a fact. That.
But
right?
his name ain't dominant, so
look,
he don't deserve dominant
look,
player
look,
money.
Boston, they got two of the most dominant wings in the game coming up. Tatum and Brown, and they ain't winning shit because their fucking centers suck. Period. What's, I don't care what you're saying. If it's all about wings, why the fuck aren't Tatum and Brown in the finals every year? It's not about wings. It's not about wings. Because
they're not the,
bro,
they're
why
not the
didn't
elite.
Kevin Durant they win last year? Why? Because they were getting dominated by the Bucks because they had Blake Griffin running center. Listen, like I said, centers are important. They deserve to get paid. Don't give me that bullshit that the wings dominate the NBA. You could win. Kevin Durant was the best wing in the fucking game, and he did not fucking get past Brook Lopez and them boys. So I don't want to hear that shit, bro. See, y'all niggas got to watch the game.
But you just proved my point.
I didn't prove your point nothing, nigga.
You just proved my point. I didn't prove your point. Shit, what you said about Blake Griffin, what did Blake Griffin not do? He did not. His screens was weak. He did not rebound like that, and he ain't blocked no fucking shots.
Paint was sweet.
That's why he ain't getting paid. That's why the paint was open, bro.
Okay, and that's why, look at Ayton. He was dominating.
Oh, look at
Gucci. Dominating.
Ayton does, to me, what is the bare minimum for the new A center. And the bare minimum does not deserve $170 million.
That's crazy. Well, somebody find out that referee's name.
It's Burr.
That ref look like Gucci Mane. Shout out to Gucci Mane.
Listen. Ayton actually deserves the bag, bro. I don't care what you say.
Michael
broke back Porter. Junior does not deserve the bag.
He has a jump shot.
It's a fucking anti-masker, anti-vaxxer, weirdo. What you mean? Watch. I'm telling you, watch him.
Yo.
Just watch him. He's not one of us, is all I got to say.
What you mean one of us? I ain't vote for Biden.
That's not what he's been talking about.
I'm not talking about that.
Okay.
I'm talking about he's not a soul brother. See, he's not like Austin Rivers or Steph, you know, the other half breeds that's down with us, Clay.
Steph's not a half breed. It's extremely light.
Nah, he's a half breed. It's somewhere in his family. There's some half breeds in there.
Yo.
I'm telling you, there's nobody with light eyes. Light skin and light eyes.
You know, hate half like you hate down it.
I'm not hating. I love him. His mother's beautiful, and she's single.
Yo, we brought the eugenics.
This nigga's disrespectful.
It's the best.
I'm just saying, bro. Listen, Klay Thompson. You know he's one of us. Michael Porter Jr. Not so much. That's all I gotta say.
Aaron Gordon.
Just compare the two.
Aaron Gordon.
He's one of us. That's a fact. He got cornrows and all. He's down with us. Michael Porter Jr. Not so much. Yeah. Now just compare those half breeds to that half breed, and you see, Michael Porter might be a quarter breed.
A quarter breed. Oh,
yeah,
wow.
He's only 25%.
Yo.
Boy.
He gets sweet potato casserole.
Stevie,
he don't get candy hands at Thanksgiving.
Stevie, take us home before.
That's what's going down at his Thanksgiving.
Before we
it's
don't even
the casserole.
Get, before
so
we don't even get to episode
but,
two.
But what we're talking about, yeah, especially we're putting this on video, so at least we can see.
Yeah, take us home before we don't even make an episode two.
So, Coach of the Year, I want to know these last few things because we got to get these in because everybody's going to change their mind throughout the season. So, Coach of the Year, who y'all got?
Tibbs. Fuck.
That's two in a row?
It's the Gru. The fucking Gru from Despicable Me. That's it, man. You already know.
He's not. They don't give it twice a year.
They don't give it twice. Starts winning first, man.
Definitely ain't Frank Vogel.
It might be Rick Carlisle.
The inmates is running the asylum over there. Definitely not a Caillou's dad.
I'm going to go with Bud.
Who?
Budenholzer.
Nah,
he's not going to win it. They won the championship already.
So what? I think it's always, just give it to him. Just give it to him.
I'm going with Billy Donovan.
Oh, the Bulls?
Sean, yeah, you loving them Bulls, man.
They're good. They're good, bro. They're going to stay. I'm telling you, man. They're going to be good.
Let's
I'm be honest with you. I'm going to go with Billy Donovan.
Lincoln Caruso fetish, man.
Or
those, that's my coach? East Coast team.
What's the coach? What's the coach's name for the Hornets?
Abrego.
Who?
Is it still Steve Clifford?
It's not Abrego?
I forget. Look out for the Hornets, man. Hornets got out to a good start.
Shout out to LaMelo dressing like the Riddler the other day.
The lime green Riddler?
Lil bro.
Oh, yeah, it's Borrego. Yeah, they got rid of Clifford a while ago.
Yeah.
Man's like 15.
Shout out to Stevie for that bottle of Casamigos.
And where's that?
If Chauncey Billups is able to get them Portland Trailblazers in the playoffs.
They're giving him no recognition. They are burying that man somewhere in League Pass. It's the last League Pass channel.
Always.
They ain't even going to show him on the sidelines. They're going to show the assistant coaches before they show him.
Tyler Herro had 30, 10, and no assists.
That man is going to do one season there and never be shown.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Duarte, man. He's been coming off strong.
I told you, bro, that boy Duarte different, bro. Man.
He's 28, though. He's like Obi Toppin of wings.
He's 28.
He's older. That's why he did like 4 years of college.
He's like 25.
Yeah, as a rookie.
He's 25. Shut up.
Oh, I ain't seen that since Prigioni. Since Pablo Prigioni came in at 30.
Shout out to my Dominicans, man.
Who you got rookie of the year?
Jalen Green.
Stop showing almost dunks. Stop it. Stop it, ESPN.
That would have been a body.
So what? Let it be a body when it happens.
You know what it is, man? You know what it is? They got the bunnies, but they don't got the strength yet. Once he get the strength with the bunnies...
Steph just sent in something. Steph is going to be on a future episode soon, so look out for that. Steph said that Dame and Luka should just team up at this point.
Yeah. Yeah. Bro, they need to break that point and team up. Just break it up, bro. Break it up. Send the pieces away. Start over. Get some draft picks, bro. Get some draft picks. It's over. It's over for them.
What else we got to cover? Most improved?
Yeah.
Chris said Jordan Poole. I like that pick earlier.
Most improved, Obi Toppin.
Oh my god. Any Knicks, nothing? RJ Barrett, what is he winning?
He's winning
Tyrese Maxey, most improved winning, player.
Eastern Conference Finals.
RJ Barrett's in the all NBA running.
13. Yeah. Julius Randle's finishing what, first team?
Julius Randle's getting MVP votes. I'm just letting you guys know that now.
I'll give Julius Randle all NBA.
I'm be honest with Julius Randle. He got to get some hang time on them braids. Them shit just looking.
Give him a chance to grow.
Nah, them shit just looking. He been growing for half his.
Nah, he getting designs in, so it's shortening it up a little bit. Yo, he's getting a little fancy designs.
That shit stopping right in the middle of the back of
neck braids is a New York City classic, yeah?
What?
Neck braids is a New York City classic.
Yeah. There he is. Wayne don't want to pay that man.
DeAndre Ayton.
You hate on him because he's from the island. He from the real island.
What is that?
He ain't from the real island. What the fuck is a Barbados?
From the real island.
Barbados, nigga. They
look at that. Look at that.
He's not even from Barbados. He from fucking Bahamas, man.
Oh, yeah. He's Bajan.
He Bajan, man. Chill, man. Yo, work hard this year. Do your thing. And if somebody sign you to a contract, you know why? You'll get paid.
DeAndre Ayton looked like that one black actor that no one knows his name, but he's in every movie. Was it Delroy? That's his name?
Lindo?
Yeah.
But you know his name. Everybody knows Delroy Lindo.
Nah, niggas.
What are you talking about? The one that's with the deep voice?
No, I give you. Yeah.
The one with the State Farm commercial?
Yeah.
The Allstate.
Yeah.
Allstate. Nah, that's the Allstate dude, man. Nah, you're not supposed to know his name.
Not at all.
Fate Denzel.
What else we got?
We got a whole season of basketball. That's what we got.
Professing his love for meat. Real meat.
You don't like meat?
Nah, I'm a vegan. I'm a vegan. I don't eat cucumbers either.
Stevie?
But I bet you enjoy a banana.
No, I'm all tapped out. No eggplant. We got a whole season ahead of us. The Knicks are doing great.
The meat tapped you out?
Wow.
Get to go see them live.
Great.
And in color.
It's two wins.
So what you guys got planned tomorrow?
Those we
got
two wins are more than anything the Sixers have done in the past 6 months.
Yikes. Wow. So we got Knicks game tomorrow. Y'all gonna let me go?
Didn't we make it to a round?
You gotta play nice.
I gotta play nice.
No problem, man.
I'm gonna go to a Knicks game.
Don't make me send you that Ben Simmons Trae Young picture. That's the worst picture in history.
Yo, bro, ain't that man? Yo, bro, that man lit y'all garden up so much that y'all started spitting at him, bro. Come on, man.
That was
come
that on, one man. Idiot. He finally come was on, the man. One
I
got, idiot.
Should I play the clip? For everybody who didn't hear it, because you know what I'm gonna do.
You know what the Knicks have? Everybody. Don't even play that. Don't even play that clip. Bury that clip.
No. I'm gonna play it. Oh no. Oh, season four. We gotta do it. Come on now. Wayne, you been missing, but this is my favorite.
What did the Knicks have? Everybody.
You got everything right now.
That's my favorite, but that's not what it was though. I wanted to play. It was that video I posted in my story yesterday about the Knicks.
Yo, nigga said we smoking on a Boston pack. Trae Young, you still pussy.
Disrespectful. Wow.
Yeah, fuck
that. Just disrespectful.
Yo, y'all niggas is moving like y'all won the championship, bro. Y'all won an overtime game. That's how bad y'all are. Yo, matter of fact, yo, when y'all post this video on YouTube, y'all need to put a poll up. What's worse, a New York Knicks fan or? Dallas Cowboys fan, cause y'all motherfuckers.
Knicks fans when we win.
By far.
Yeah, by far.
Dallas Cowboy fans, they're like Yankee fans. We're not they're that just, bad. You know, they're like, oh, yeah, we did great. Romo was great. Deck this, deck that. But they're not really. They're harmless. How we went crazy. They don't get like that.
There we go. Tito got it. This shit is scary. That shit is scary. Listen, you know, this shit is scary.
I'm from New York, and you know what? Tom Brady's a fucking bitch. Fuck Tom Brady.
Not even the same sport.
Yo, you thought Trey Young was still good? He still ain't good at Dyke, man. Smoking on that Boston pack tonight, you right?
Yo, why would Trey Young come to Dyke, man? Multi-millionaire, nigga, say you ain't good at Dykeman, nigga.
That's where they at, nigga.
That's where it's at.
Where you think Obi goes after them games?
Obi's going to Dykeman after the game?
You damn right. Where they have their tip? They have their season tip off in Dykeman.
Obi's mother lives in Washington Heights. She's a teacher out there.
Yo, they had Sprewell running a full out in Dykeman to start the season.
What the fuck don't you know about the Knicks?
Obi Toppin's pops is a playground legend. A dunker. I forgot he played in Rucker.
I said about
everything.
The Knicks.
Really
we know
good.
That. What
tell mom, annual quick is a teacher.
Tell us something else about
I think at the game I went to, I sat next to Emmanuel Quickley's family.
Ain't that nigga from Long Island?
They all came in with Quickley jerseys. They look like him. They all.
They all the breeze. They all
every
the
time he got the boy, I was like, ah, Emmanuel! So I was like, oh, that's his family.
You behaved yourself that night?
Yeah, Quick's my man. I was with Jackson, so I didn't get too wild. But normally, I still got beef with Karis LeVert's grandma. I heckled that nigga in front of his family. They turned around like, that my boy.
To the point, a little kid had no idea what was going on and just joined in on the heckling just because of this influencer.
Damn, you doing it to the kids?
I'm a world class heckler, honestly.
Yeah, you got people kicked off the Knicks. Who's next? You like your team? Everybody's good?
Yeah, everybody's good. Everybody I wanted off is off. There's not
bro,
really
nobody
good
while
they winning.
He got Cantor out of there. Tim Hardaway Jr., my favorite nigga of all time.
I hate the Cantor.
Got rid of Dave Fizdale. Who else was there since we started going to the games? Got Karis LeVert out of Brooklyn.
I got Timmy, right? I got,
this
Timmy.
Is crazy.
You got Trier.
Oh, Trier.
Lonzo Trier.
You got Trier out of there.
You fucking alien looking.
Yo,
he needed to know, though. He needed to know why you hated him. He needed to know.
I told him, bro, like, son, you just go nuts. You ain't really doing nothing, man.
You not watching the games,
though? And he's like, you're not watching the games. It's not my fault. I'm not playing defense. It's my teammates. How you going to come in my DMs and assault me if I randomly said something on Twitter? And he was searching his name.
Assault?
His lust for Frank is what kept Frank in the NBA, though.
Yeah.
That love for Frank, that high.
I'm not the only one who loves Frank.
I know.
Frank has a fucking
a
huge
cult.
Fan base.
He has
you're
a
not the
cult.
Only one who loves Frank.
It's cult-like.
I got a whole head.
Mine not supposed to love Frank. Oh, Trae Young, there he goes.
That's my guy. He
Ice
lost this game,
gang.
I think.
Ice Trae, there he goes.
Ice Trae the game.
He's quiet. It's quiet for him this year.
Why? He just made that.
Y'all going to be there? Y'all going to be there in Christmas when Trae come back?
I'm
going to be at home.
To make y'all sad?
I'm going to be at home. I'm going to be at home.
You Christmas? Not going nowhere.
Trey coming to make y'all sad, man.
Oh my God! Why did they spoil that? We just saw
you
the box score.
You ever try to find parking on Christmas?
Yeah, everybody's there, out of town, all kind of shit. It's weird.
Nobody got more power forwards than the Cleveland Cavaliers.
No, they don't. Shout out to Kevin Love. I can't wait till you get there.
Yo,
about,
there he is, right here.
These
I can't wait to see you about March.
Who's that? Mobley? Yep.
We're gonna bring you home, Kevin. Don't worry about it.
They're not paying them off.
Kevin
say,
Love.
Get paid
Kev, we're gonna bring you home.
He's not taking a dollar less.
That's exactly. He said he want all
no
his
shorts.
Chicken. All his chicken.
We're gonna bring you home.
That.
Don't worry about it. Blake Griffin's still getting paid.
Yeah, but no, they work the deal out, bro.
He's still getting paid.
Sean, you don't need anybody else. Stop trying to recruit everybody. Just let the Lakers play.
Some people got
to.
I don't recruit everybody. It's people that I want. I want Kev back.
Yeah, but
there's a white guy shortage on the Lakers.
Yeah.
Are you really happy with this Russell deal when y'all really could have had Buddy Hill?
It's too much color.
Y'all could have really had Buddy Hill, bro.
I've been not comparing Buddy Hill to Russell Westbrook.
You really could have had a shooter. You really could have had a shooter. This is like
Kev.
Y'all are mad.
Kev.
Y'all don't. Kevin Love not enough.
He listen, I'm going to be honest with you. Listen,
you can have Buddy Hill.
I'm going to be honest with you, bro. Russell Westbrook is a great pickup for them, bro.
You not well, for that team.
It
doesn't work,
son. It works. Listen.
Why doesn't it work?
I'm gonna just tell you right now. You have some of the most high IQ players of all time on that team. They're going to figure it out. Just let them play together. If they have to stagger the LeBron and Russell Westbrook lineup to keep, because they both need the ball, then they can stagger it. But it's going to work. They have Melo's high IQ. LeBron's the highest IQ player of all time. Then you have fucking Russ, who's a high IQ. Rondo is maybe number three IQ of all time. You got those players on the team, bro. It's going to work. Those are professionals. It's going to work. You just have to give it time to mesh. That's it. Just give it time.
You know what the worst thing is?
Give it time, bro.
When you know a lot and your body can't keep up.
What you mean? Russell Westbrook lost a step and he's still 75% more athletic.
I'm not going to lie to you. That first game against the Warriors, remember I said to y'all, I was like at halftime, I said, why are they playing so hard? And then by the halfway point of that third quarter, it just looked like the mind wanted to do what the body didn't allow.
Exactly.
It's because, first of all, they're not conditioned yet. It's the first game. So Russell Westbrook is in great condition. What are you talking about? LeBron?
I ain't saying nothing about Russell.
LeBron is in great condition.
I just don't think Russell's for that team.
Melo's in great condition. Dwight Howard is always in great condition.
The rotation's leaving somebody open for three, and they're focusing on letting Russell be open for three.
Okay, but listen, once they figure that out,
I think they won't have that issue.
Russell Westbrook is the streakiest shooter of all time. If he gonna get, you keep doing that, he'll get hot in the playoffs and smoke you.
Listen,
keep doing that. All he needs is one of those fucking rockabye baby and ones. He makes the free throw, he gets hot.
Y'all should have.
I seen him do it.
Buddy Hill would have been a better pickup for that.
No, he wouldn't have.
You take Buddy Hill. Trey Ben in Sacramento.
What the fuck am I doing with Buddy Hill?
So what the fuck am I doing with Buddy Hill?
The same thing y'all missing.
We got mad shooters.
Your shooters are shooting air balls.
Shout out to all our shooters.
Danny
Green. Shout out to Furkan. Furkan coming off the court. Boom, boom, boom. Four back in a row. Bam, 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 bam.
What about Danny Green?
Hey, yo, he here for defense.
All right, man.
Everybody here for defense on the Sixers.
King of the Court podcast.
Don't wrap it up, guys.
Season wherever the fuck. Episode one.
Season four. Episode one.
Season four. Episode one.
I can't wait.
This is the year of the orange and blue.
Bing bong.
Bing bong.
I cannot wait.
Trae Young, nigga.
Until we meet the Knicks. I hope we meet y'all in the playoffs too.
Ooh, for what?
Ayo, we out.